Night Stalkers. The Night Stalker Brigade was the crack outfit in the Northern Army, rigorously trained for night operations and combat under wizard's war conditions. Smed said, "I thought they were out east somewhere, trying to finish the Black Company." The proudest honor on the standard of the Night Stalkers was their defeat of the Black Company at Queen's Bridge. Before Queen's Bridge, those mercenaries had been so glibly invincible that half the Empire had been convinced the gods themselves were on their side. "They're here now. What the hell is going on around here?" "Guess we better find out. What we don't know could eat us up." Timmy talked to the owner, whom he knew slightly. The man claimed he was full up with the dispossessed. None of those guests were evident. He hinted he might find space, though, if fate took a hand. Fishing for a bribe, Smets figured, which he would follow with a deep gouge.
"How much leverage on fate are we talking?"
Timmy asked.
"Obol and a half. Each."
"You goddamned thief.
Take it or leave it."
The Night Stalker corporal stepped past Smeds and Timmy and plunked his bucket down in front of the landlord, who had gone as pale as death.
"That's twice today, dog meat. And this time I heard it myself."
The landlord gulped air, grabbed the bucket, and started to fill it.
"Don't try," the corporal said. "Offer me a bribe, and you'll stay on the labor gang forever."
He eyed Timmy and Smeds.
"You guys pick yourself a room. An old shit for brains here for a night."
"I was just joshing with the guys, Corporal."
"Sure, I could tell. You had them rolling around on the floor. Bet you'll have the guy in the black mask in stitches. He loves you comedians."
Smeds asked, "What's going on around here, Corporal? We've been out of town."
"I could tell. I guess you can see your basic situation. Some bandits and deserters tore the place up. They wasn't too happy about that. Down to the tower. Since we was in the neighborhood, we was one of the outfits got to come in and keep order. The Brigadier, she started out life in the slums of Neil. She figures here's a chance to get even with the kinds of assholes who made life hell when she was a kid. So you got thieves hanging from the roof trees. You got your pimps and priests and pushers. Your sharpers and your fences and your whores won't learn no better working on the labor gangs 18 hours a day so your regular citizens can get on with putting their lives back together. You ask me, she's too damn lenient. Gives them too many chances. Shithead here, the famous profiteer. He's done used up two of his shots now. First time, he got paraded through the streets with a sign around his neck and got a week on the labor gang. This time, he gets 30 lashes in 2 weeks. Because he's got all that shit between his ears and ain't going to learn dick about how he can't get away with it. Next time, they're going to drag him over.